Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Seg.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we highlight a fantastic new partnership between Kosafa and the International Soccer Science and Performance Federation that will allow coaches at all levels in the region to further their knowledge. We'll also hear from victorious Zambia coach Moses Sichone as he shares his thoughts on winning the Hollywood's Bets Kosafa Cup. And we'll get the views of beaten coach Leslie Notzi, who took Lesotho oh so close to their maiden title. But first, we chat to Adam Owen, who is head of content and partnerships at the International Soccer Science and Performance Federation. They've put together a Kosafa diploma in soccer science that can be a game changer for aspiring or experienced coaches in the Southern African region. Tell us a little bit about the International Soccer Science and Performance Federation and what exactly it is that you do.
Yeah, so basically the organization is a large number of faculty members that are experts from all around the world working in different clubs, countries, national associations and universities. But every single faculty member with ISSPF is a high-level academic, but also exceptional work in top-level, elite-level football. And what we've done is we've brought all these individuals together to deliver a plethora of coaching courses online, really, from sports psychologists, sport nutrition, coaching methodology, injury prevention, return to play, business and management. So all different aspects from within the game that's required to work, understand, compete and develop players for top level football have all been brought together to impart their knowledge within various modules and courses within the organization.
And just so we understand, is this aimed at coaches who are looking to go sort of a holistic view, or is it aimed at coaches who want to improve a specific part of their knowledge, or is it aimed at both?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely aimed at both. You know, we've got courses that are delivered at the lower end of the scale in terms of grassroots and people that are looking to take the next steps in their coaching pathway, working with younger players, with academy players, grassroots, local teams. But we also have courses that are currently being taken by elite level coaches around the world. So, you know, the sort of modern day coach, really, or the modern day manager, has a real good understanding now of the game from all different aspects. You know, they might be a manager of a club or a technical coach, but they can become a better coach if they have a better understanding of psychology and a better understanding of football-specific nutrition to maximize the performance of their players. So every single one of our courses is geared towards anybody really working within the game. So, you know, you could be a physiotherapist that wants to know a little bit more about, you know, the psychological interventions used to maximize the rehabilitation process or nutritional aspects that may improve the return to play process. So again, yeah, you know, you could be a doctor, physio, any performance practitioner, coach, manager, or just somebody with a, you know, even from a student point of view, that somebody that wants to take their learning capacity to the next level with really applied people that we have working within the courses and delivering the courses. You know, we have some people from some of the top clubs around the world and like I said, organizations. So yeah, we really are making a real unique learning process for anybody that's interested in developing themselves.
And again, just to fully understand, these courses are all online. There's no need to travel for any sort of practical assessment or anything like that?
No, absolutely. That's one of the unique elements of what we've achieved. As an organization, you know, what we've tried to do is ensure that individuals from anywhere around the world have access to the content, are able to learn through the online education process as a way of ensuring they can get the best possible content from world-leading experts in the game. They can study in their own time when they travel, before or after games, whether it's in the home, in the comfort of their own home, and obviously on a timeline that suits themselves. So again, you know, we're really trying to bring the education to the comfort of their own their own lifestyle, really.
And if we talk specifically about the CASAFA diploma in soccer science and what is covered within that, can you give us a little bit of insight there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really, obviously, with the partnership with CASAFA, it's something that we're really, really excited to be involved with them for. They really are pushing the coaching development strategy of the game in the Southern African region. And what we've done in accordance with CASAFA is set up the CASAFA Diploma in Football Science and Performance Coaching. And what that does is it offers individuals an accreditation and an accredited diploma under the CASAFA banner in football science and coaching, which includes strength and conditioning, a foundation certificate in soccer nutrition, a certificate in physical training and soccer methodology, and a foundation level in soccer psychology. So to be honest with you, what it's done is it's the amalgamation of four specific bespoke courses that form the diploma. So anybody doing the diploma will be able to generate not only an individual certificate or qualification for each of the particular courses, but obviously the combination of it will make up the diploma in football science and coaching under the CASAFA banner.
I know that you have worked with South African PSL side AmaZulu. Is this something that you've introduced in other parts of Africa?
Joshua Smith, who's the head of performance at AmaZulu, is a very, very forward-thinking individual, very, very innovative in the way that he's pushing football science over there in the African region. And he got in touch with us a few years back to organise a relationship with AmaZulu Football Club, for example. We've since been contacted by many, many football associations, universities and football clubs within the Southern African region. But as a result of that, it makes more sense for us to be really, really working in a really high level partnership with CASAFA at this moment in time. So anything that we do within that region will be directed generally through CASAFA.
And presumably this would be open or this would be useful for male and female coaches?
Absolutely. That's a big fundamental driver for us in ISSPF is the opportunity to do coaching courses, again, in the comfort of their own environment, learning environment. So, yeah, we have content from women specialists within the games, whether that's physiotherapists, doctors, nutritionists, psychologists. So, for our courses are certainly available for both. And currently at this moment in time, we have, hundreds and thousands of coaches around the world, both male and female, working in the elite level at both female and male games, as well as the academy levels in female and male football. So yeah, we're certainly very inclusive in the way that we want to work.
And is there any level that a coach has to have reached before you recommend they take these coaches? I mean, can you come, fresh off the grassroots field and straight into this?
Yeah, absolutely. The way that we've got our courses set up in certain levels, level 1, 2, and 3, and we try and align that with the learning process as well, in terms of, again, if it's a grassroots level coaching course, we have those available. But in terms of the diploma and where we are, it's probably for slightly more serious people in terms of the coaching process and those individuals that want to take their learning to the next level. So, we certainly cater for different levels. And we have a couple of lower level courses to sort of show the content and how we offer that in different levels. But obviously we have courses that are accessible for any individual, really, in terms of where they want to move their coaching process forwards.
And you mentioned previously about having experienced professionals around the world who help you put together this material. Can you just maybe give a few examples just to give people some context?
Yeah, for example, we have the, one of the doctors and surgeons in Boca Juniors in Argentina. We have sports psychologists and nutritionists that are working in the England Premier League clubs. We have people that are working in Ligue 1 in France, for example. We have doctors, physios, and specialists working within the MLS over in the United States. We have academy coaches and goalkeeper coaches that are working in Champions League level clubs in Europe, but we also have people that are based within Asia and have really, really high level skill set in terms of whether it be nutrition, whether it be GPS monitoring, training load management. So again, you know, we really have gone out and sourced some of the best people in the game.
And if we just talk generally about coaching and shifts and trends and whatnot, have we seen a big shift in trends? I'm thinking for a coach maybe who qualified some time ago but wants to top up their knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I think as you'll see now, you know, the modern coach or the modern game especially has many different facets to it. Like I spoke about there in terms of understanding, you know, strength and conditioning and where that sits within the coaching process. You know, not only do on-field coaches now have a good understanding and knowledge of, you know, strength and conditioning and how we can maximize our fitness, but also looking at the methodology that we employ to develop players, how we maximize youth development, for example, how we integrate the nutritional and psychological side of the game. So, you know, the modern coach is certainly looking and demanding more and more all the time in terms of self-development. So, you know, it's exactly what we're trying to achieve within ISSPF.
And if there is a coach out there listening to this who wants to get involved and wants to learn more about these courses, how can they go about that?
Yeah, well, especially within the CASAFA region, the link to the content is through the CASAFA website. And if they want to, for more information and other inquiries on the diploma specifically, then they could send an email to learn@casafa.com. And we'll be able to pick up all the emails there, as well as visiting our site directly on isspf.com. So again, it just depends on where they are as an individual. If they want to go through the CASAFA accredited diploma process, or they want to touch base with some individual courses to begin with. But again, for us, our contact and content in the African region at this moment in time is directly through CASAFA.
Zambia triumphed 1-0 in the final of the Hollywood Bets CASAFA Cup this past Sunday, winning a record 7th title in the regional showpiece competition. They were made to work hard for it, as coach Moses Sichoni explains.
It's a good feeling, but I must be honest, we started the game first off on a slow pace. The guys looked to be tired, and we didn't find our game the way we played against South Africa. And second off, I tried to encourage the team, and we looked a bit better. And also, when we made some changes, we brought in the guys who look to be more fresh, and the team look to be more stabilized on the ball. It was, I understand the boys. I mean, playing a game whereby you only rested one day, so I understand that a lot of players were tired today. It's actually a good feeling. I didn't even know that, this is the 7th time. I mean, a big compliment to the guys. Like I said, despite the game was not safe, more especially first half, was not our day. But what matters most is we managed to carry the day, and we defended the trophy. Of course, we used COSAFA as a developmental tournament to give also, you know, some young players the exposure that they need. So it is important, you know, the guys had to participate in this tournament. So it gives also, you know, a chance. The head coach is here. So also, you know, to try and see where we can start fusing in, you know, to the main team, which players who did well, and of course, you know, to prepare for Chad. It's actually a good feeling, yeah. And yeah, I would say a dream has come true, and I won it, I think, which year was that? 1998 as a player. Now I'm here. Last year we won, I was an assistant coach. Today, yeah, it's a great feeling. And going forward, the most important thing, like I said, it's a teamwork. You know, I was not alone. I had my technical bench, so we worked well. That's the most important thing. Yeah, of course, because this is the platform. that actually we made. So we cannot only depend on the professional players that we have. If at all maybe something happens, so these are the guys that we'll try and we are trying to build to give them the exposure that they need.
Yes, we, like I said, the day before yesterday, we didn't start well the tournament. But one thing you have to understand, this is the team that we just assembled a week, and we never had you know, like friendlies.
Congratulations,
to prepare. So the first game was like the friendly game we had. So you have to understand that the, most of these guys, they haven't played together. So they need to find themselves first. Yeah, this is what we expect from the players because they have been troubling him. Not only, you know, that he didn't score, but, you know, he has been showing a lot of good work during the training. And this morning when I spoke to him. He promised me, he said, "Coach, today I'm going to score a goal for you." So he got the advice that I gave him, and I'm happy for him.
Lesotho appeared in their first CASAFA Cup final since 2000, and although they were on the losing side, there were plenty of positives from the tournament for coach Leslie Notsi.
No, thank you so much. Firstly, I would like to congratulate the Zambian national team for being victorious today. And going into my team, I think there is a lot of very good attributes that we can take out of this match. I think we're unfortunate that we did not score. Because I believe we were dominating the game. You know, we're being creative, trying to have that opportunity to get a goal. But of course, we are playing against one of the best teams. So they made life very difficult. But at the end of the day, I think we the boys showed character. They showed resilience, even under pressure. They showed that, you know, they can play according to the plan that we had. So I'm very proud of the way they conducted themselves. No, truly, we just have to take, like I said earlier, take all the good attributes out of this tournament, you know, motivate the players. I think this has been a very good stepping stone into the World Cup qualifiers. So we can only grow and we should get more matches internationally so that the boys can also understand each other more. And there's still a lot of room for improvement. There are certain areas that we really have to build up on. And I think this was one of the, was a very good, good tournament for us in terms of going forward. Yes, we hope that it will happen that way, that we will have players probably getting opportunity to play in some of the teams in South Africa, which will really benefit the national team. Firstly, I would say it's the fitness level. The fitness level and also the manner in which we play. And I think the other thing is it's the rotation we made. You know, it also helped us to rest some players so that the semifinals we can have fresh legs into the game. And I think also the self-belief that the players had, because we urged them to, they should just have that self-belief, play, you know, with of the confidence, you know, take the game to the opponents, and they should not fear anything. Play to their level best, you know. So I think the selection we had made after joining the team, we selected players that we knew that where we'd play to their strength, you know. So it really helped, you know, in this tournament.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We will be back with another one in a fortnight's time. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.